you need to get some fight back into your soul. Some of you need to put on your boxing gloves and say, no, I'm going to fight this. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to accept this. Well, I may be going through this, but this is not my final address.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, my name is Mark Jobe, and the program that you're listening to is called Straight Talk. I'm a pastor in the city of Chicago. I've been pastoring for quite a few years in a church called New Life Community Church. We're a multi-site church that meets in and around the city of Chicago. I have a deep burden to see this city transformed and each neighborhood experiencing the power and the presence of Jesus Christ. And it's my joy and privilege to be able to bring the Word of God to thousands of people, not only on Sundays, but also via the airwaves in the Chicagoland area. So many of you have been so supportive, so encouraging. I know some of you stay up late at night after your bedtime just to listen to this program. Some of you have told me that, and I know that. And I'm sure that I put some of you to sleep with this program. And if that helps you go to sleep, well, hey, God bless you and keep listening. But I just want to encourage you to pray for the city of Chicago and the outlying suburbs that we refer to as Chicagoland. I believe that Chicago is a pivotal city in the course of this nation. With almost 10 million people in greater Chicagoland, this had been a center of power and a center of spiritual influence and a center that persuades and influences the rest of the nation. I've been praying for years that God would do something extraordinary in this great city of ours, and I believe that my eyes will see that. I've seen so much happening already. I just came together with a group of men recently that are believing God to see literally hundreds of churches, 400 churches planted in the next few years throughout the city of Chicago and surrounding neighborhoods. These church plantings will be from different groups and different denominations, but Christian people bringing the gospel witness to neighborhoods. So would you pray that God would open up doors all over the city of Chicago? Would you pray that churches would be planted, that the existing churches would be strengthened, and that God would move in this city so that we would not be known as a city of violence, but that we would be known as a city where God has moved and is moving in incredible ways? Let's get ready for today's message.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Today we will be beginning a brand new series of Pastor Mark's called Fighting for Your Destiny. And tonight's message is called Seven Dips Away. Let's get right into the message tonight. The text will be found in 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 27. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
We're talking about fighting for your destiny. I believe that every person in this auditorium has a unique calling, a unique set of gifts, and a purpose and a plan engineered by God that's bigger than just surviving. I believe that He's placed you in a place, He's wired you in a way that is unique to your calling and unique to your mission. Now, you may not see yourself as someone that has a call. You may not understand the greater purpose that God has placed you on this earth for. But I want you to know, never underestimate the plans of God for your life. Never underestimate. The greatest missed potential in this world is not gold mines that have not been discovered. It's not oil fields that have not yet been identified. The greatest misused potential and misplaced potential on earth are people like you and I that haven't quite discovered that we have a gift, a call, and a purpose that God has called us to. I want you to begin to realize that God has called you with a purpose and a plan. Tell the person beside you, you have a calling. Tell the person on the other side, you have a calling. And so over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about what that means. And then in a few weeks, we're going to be starting a new series going verse by verse through the book of James, which is an incredibly powerful, practical book of the Bible. And so today I want to talk to you about, I've entitled this message, Seven Dips Away. Seven Dips Away. I believe that there's some of you here today that are only seven dips away from understanding your purpose and your call. And I'm going to explain that in just a moment because it relates to our story. Some of you have had your hand on the knob of the door of your life to the next season for a long time. Your hand is on the knob, but you haven't opened the door. You've been there for a long time. You're just a twist of a handle and an open door away from the next season of your life. And I hope today, as you hear the word of God, that some of you will actually transition to another season of your life while you are hearing this service, this message, that some of you will actually step into a new season of your life because of the decisions that you make during this service. I believe that the Spirit of God speaks to us in powerful ways when we allow Him to. This gathering of believers or people is just merely a gathering of people without the presence of the Spirit of God. There are lecture halls that happen all over this country that do not change people's lives. Without the presence and the power of the Spirit of God, I'm just a talking head, a bald talking head at that. But when the presence of God is in this place, this becomes more than a lecture. It becomes more than a notebook with points that you write down that make sense or you can apply to your life. This becomes a place of transformation where the Spirit of God is able to breathe into your life and bring about some changes so deep and powerful that they're irrevocably meshed into your life and soul. And some of you will be powerfully touched by the power of the Word of God today when you mix it with faith and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe into your life that which no one else can do except God Himself. Amen? Amen? So I come with expectation as to what God will do in this service. I come with a sense of you're going to work in some people's lives. There's decisions that are going to be made in this place that will alter some people's destiny. You know, a lot of us have been through a dip. If you've ever flown on a plane and done it often, I'm sure that at one time or another that plane has dipped. I've been through that several times. And there's always the same reaction from the passengers when it's a sudden dip. Usually it's a sigh. I've been around when there's been dips in the flight where people actually get really panicky and nervous, and I see people start praying right away. I've watched people start going like this, as fast as they can. And people uttering prayers, putting their head down, holding the people, sighing like this, and saying, oh my God, oh my God. I've seen that in some flights. Why? Because there was a dip. And here's the thing about a dip. You don't know if the dip is a free fall or if it's a temporary dip that will go back to normal. You're not quite sure when the plane dips if it's permanent or if it's just a temporary dip that's happening. In life, it's the same way. There are some of you here that have hit a dip. And you are in that dip right now. And you're not sure if this is a permanent dip. If you're on a free fall downward. If this is a valley that you're going to be stuck in for years. or if this is just a little blip that you're going through because you can't see around the corner. You don't know what's beyond this, but in your soul, you know that you're in a dip. You were going pretty good, and something has happened in which now you have gone down. You're in a dip. I want us to look at a portion of scripture that talks about a man that experienced a dip and how he got out of it. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Kings chapter 5. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 27 of 2 Kings chapter 5. Some people get so discouraged in their dip that they stop fighting for their destiny. And I'm hoping that in today's message, you're going to regain your fight. If you stop fighting for your call, stop dreaming about your destiny. Stop believing for God, how God can use you. I'm praying that you're going to regain some of that fight today. That God is going to breathe in you with fresh anointing, a vision of the future, a zeal to engage once again on some of those dreams that you may have lost, some of those gifts that you may have misplaced, some of that fire that is no longer inside of your belly. It tells us in 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning in verse 5, it tells us the story of a man by the name of Naaman. It says, now Naaman was a commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master, which was the king, and highly regarded, because through him, the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Number one, if you're fighting for your destiny and getting out of your dip, I want you to jot this down. Expect the dip. You can be highly successful in one area of life, but utterly defeated in another. The Bible tells us that Naaman was a man that experienced a lot of success, military success. He had a jacket full of medals. He had recognition from the king. He had prospered. He had servants. He had people under his command. When you said the name of Naaman among the Syrian, everybody knew his name. Little boys wanted to grow up and be like him. People told stories about his exploits. He was a recognized hero of that nation.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Seven Dips Away, which is from Pastor Mark's new series called Fighting for Your Destiny. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 27. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Seven Dips Away.
He had achieved success like most people have not achieved success, yet he had an area in his life in which he felt like an utter failure, out of control, something that he could not manage. He was used to giving orders and people obeying. He was used to being in control of things, a man of methods, of strategy, yet there was something that had invaded his life that he had no answer for, something that had derailed him from his success track, something that he could not control, that he could not manage, that he could not dictate into, and it was derailing his life. There's some of us here today that you've had success in one area of your life, but yet failure in another. Maybe you've moved rapidly up the career path. You've done well economically, but your marriage is in shambles. And so you realize, hey, I feel like I'm successful in this area, but a failure in that area. Maybe you've managed to finish your education and always get the degree that you wanted to obtain. but you have a son or a daughter that's doing terribly in life, and you don't know what to do with them. Life is like that. Our report card isn't typically straight A's. You can have an A plus in English, and you can have a D minus in algebra. You can be very good at one area and very bad at another area. And here's the thing about failure in an area of our life. I believe that success is contagious to the rest of our life, but so is failure. Failure can also be contagious to the rest of our life. If you read in 1 Thessalonians, it tells us that we are composed of body, soul, and spirit. And sometimes we have failure in one area in our body, and our body starts to drag down our soul, and then our soul starts to drag down our spirit. And so although we may have been doing well for a while, one area of failure can drag our entire being down. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you how it works. You see, maybe you've been doing well for a while, but you're a mother with a newborn. And that baby just cries all the time. And you're not getting sleep at night. And this baby gets up and it whines and it cries. And so you are sleep deprived. How many of you mothers went through a season like that? You were just sleep deprived. And so what happens when you're sleep deprived is that you start getting super tired, and it makes you short, and it makes you a little bit angry, and it makes you feel frustrated. It's happening in your body. It's a lack of sleep, but then you start feeling it in your emotions. You're snappy. You're a little bit on edge. You're a little bit frustrated. So now you're snapping at your husband and barking at the other kids, and everybody's bothering you. So now it's affected your emotions. Your emotions are like a roller coaster. I've talked to new moms and say, "How you doing?" And they'll bust out crying. Ah! They're just, why? They're sleep deprived. Their emotions are all over the place. And then it affects their spirit because they feel like I'm tired, and then they're emotionally depleted. And then pretty soon they start feeling like I'm not grateful and I haven't felt the presence of God in a long time. I don't know what's the matter with me spiritually. Well, let me tell you what happened. They experienced failure with their body, and it dragged down their emotions, and then it swept their spirit down with them. We're composed of body, soul, and spirit. Or it can happen in your emotions. At your job, you find out that they're laying people off. And you see a friend get laid off, and you start thinking, I'm next on the chopping block. And so you start to worry. What's going to happen if they let me go? How am I going to pay the bills? I saw the boss talking to someone. I bet you they're talking about me. So you start worrying, and pretty soon, as you start to worry, you start getting headaches, your blood pressure's going up, you have back pains now, you feel like something's wrong with my body, I don't know, because your emotions have dragged your body in, and then after a while, because you're worried and you're sick, you start feeling distance from God. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to go worship. I don't feel really motivated to read my Bible, and it affects you spiritually. So it started in your emotions. It dragged your body, and it swept your spirit down. And so you find your entire being dipped down under, but it started in your soul. Are you tracking with me? This is how it works in our life. And so Naaman was a success until he was physically diagnosed with an illness, and that physical illness had the ability to hijack his entire career. Leprosy was a terrible disease. It was a disease that would begin to show up in white blotches on your skin. But as that disease progressed, fingers would start to fall off. It would attack your face. It was open sores. It was highly contagious. So it was debilitating to him physically. It would allow him not to be able to be around his wife or children because it was highly contagious. It would hinder him from being able to fulfill his duties as a military officer. And so one area could drag his entire life down into it. And that's what happens with dips. He was experiencing from a high place in his life, he had dipped down pretty quickly. Number two. First of all, I want you to expect a dip, because life is full of them. And life is not always going to go like you expected it to go. Number two, don't build in the dip. You have to take a faith risk to move beyond your current condition. Verse 4, it says, Naaman, it tells us in this story that there was a small slave girl that Naaman had brought to his house. We don't know her age, but it says she was young, probably no more than 12 years old. And this little slave girl was servicing Naaman's wife. And she found out that her master Naaman was sick. And although she was young, although she was just a child, and although she was a slave, she said to Naaman's wife, if the master could just see, there's a prophet in Israel that has power to heal. If he could just see the prophet Elijah, he would be healed. How many of you know that sometimes it's through the mouths of babies that God speaks? Sometimes it's through the little people that God is able to do big things. Sometimes God places you in what seems like a menial position to accomplish bigger things. There's a lot of people in this auditorium, I believe, that you underestimate the influence that you bring to this world. You say, well, Pastor, I'm just a janitor. But what you don't understand is that when God looks upon your business, you the janitor, when you walk into that business of yours, you bring the presence of the Most High God to the business that you work in. And your boss may not even know it, but he's bringing prosperity to the business because the janitor is bringing the presence of God as he wipes and cleans the floor. They don't even know it. The CEO may not even know your name, but little does he know that you have the power of the Spirit of God inside of you, that when you step into that building, you think you're just sweeping floors, but you're bringing God presence to that place because you bring the presence of God to wherever you go. Hey, this little slave girl, she thought she was just a little slave girl, but she spoke some words that got into the heart of the wife that she spoke to her husband, that her husband started listening to. And the words of a little slave girl now start influencing the most powerful commander of the nation because God does it that way. Never underestimate the power of your influence. Never underestimate the power of your words to bring about significant change. God specializes in taking the weak in the world to confound the mighty. God takes those things which others look at and say that's nothing to bring to naught those things that are, the Bible tells us. So never underestimate the power of a small person with a big God inside of them. Scripture tells us that as Naaman heard about this, he was moved into action. And verse 4, it says that he went to his master who was the king of Syria. And he told him what the girl from Israel had said. Verse 5, by all means go, the king of Aram replied. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, with this letter I'm sending my servant Naaman to you so that you may cure him of leprosy. What I love about Naaman is that because of the words of this little girl, it seems like Naaman began to fight again for his destiny. He suddenly realized that there was hope and there was fight inside of him to say, I'm not going to give up. I do have a destiny. I do have a purpose. I may be in a dip, but I'm not staying in this dip. So many of us, we go through the valley of the shadow of darkness and we get so accustomed to the valley that we start to build our foundation in the valley. We set up our home in the valley. Listen, don't put your mailbox in the dip. You may get a P.O. box as you may be there a while, but don't get a mailbox there because I'm planning, hey, you shouldn't plan on living in the dip. You should plan on, I'm going through it, but I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to build my house there. I'm going to fight to get out of this. I still have a purpose. I still have a call. I still have a destiny. And I refuse to stay in the dip when God has a higher calling for my life. Some of you need to get some fight back into your soul. Some of you need to put on your boxing gloves and say, no, I'm going to fight this. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to accept this. Oh, I may be going through this, but this is not my final address.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Fighting for Your Destiny, and tonight was the first half of his message called Seven Dips Away. Join us again tomorrow for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools to help you in your walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, called Unstuck, is also available for just $10 plus shipping. If you're looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thanks so much for listening. Please do have a great night and join us again tomorrow. God bless.